body of Poland's President Lech Kaczyński has arrived back in Poland. It now rests in state in the presidential palace after being driven through the streets of Warsaw, which were lined with thousands of people. Nationwide, a two-minute silence was observed and church services were conducted to honour the 97 dead in Saturday's air crash. The Russian-built jet crashed while taking an official delegation to a memorial service in Katyn, where 22,000 Poles were massacred by Soviet troops in 1940. Here's the country's foreign minister, Radek Sikorski.
Well, I don't think we will recover for a long time because it has brought back the worst nightmares of our history to the fore. We are grateful for the sensitivity with which the Russian authorities have handled this. We are grateful for words of solidarity coming from President Obama, from Hillary Clinton, from Guido Westerwelle, from all over the world, from Poland's friends all over the world, and even from countries that with which we have differences.
The Polish Foreign Minister Radek Sikorski. The symbolism of the president's fatal mission to Russia, a longtime rival of Poland, has only added to the nation's trauma. Chris Bobinski is a foreign policy expert who runs the Polish-based think tank Unia and Polska, and he joins us now from Warsaw. Chris, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
It's past 10 o'clock there now, Chris, and there are still, I understand, thousands of people in the streets of Warsaw. How would you describe today's outpouring of grief?
Well, I think people want to pay their respects to the president. This is the first time that something has happened. Something like this has happened to Poland's head of state, and I think people just want to pay their respect and want to see and say goodbye in their way.
Along with the president and his wife, the list of the victims really reads like a who's who of Poland's establishment. The top brass of the armed forces, the head of the country's central bank, opposition MPs. How difficult will it be for Poland to recover from losing such a group of public service contributors?
Well, the executive branch people there are the army people, the military people, and the central bank governor. Remember, the Polish president is largely a ceremonial figure, and the reins of power in the hands of the government, and the government really wasn't represented on this trip. The prime minister of Poland had been to Katyn 2 days earlier, and he had taken his ministers with him. So what we're looking at is quite a number of MPs who will have to be replaced, and the presidential staff. But of course, there is a new president. There's a stand-in president, of course, by the constitution, and there will be presidential elections quite soon.
They weren't supposed to be till about October, but they'll be brought forward. I read.
Yeah, the constitution tells us that they have to happen within 60 days.
What makes this tragedy just even more heartbreaking and extraordinary is that the fact that the crash occurred near Katyn, the site where the 22,000 Poles were massacred by Soviet forces in 1940. And there were relatives of the victims on board the doomed Tupolev aircraft who were also on their way to mark the 70th anniversary of the massacre. I see that the former president of Poland told the New York Times, "This is a damned place."
That's certainly the way it looks, but there is a hopeful sign here that the Russians now are behaving impeccably. President Kaczyński was not their favorite Polish politician. Kaczyński had always been mistrustful of the Russians, and he had been more interested in developing relations with Ukraine, with Georgia, maintaining the independence of the successor states of the Soviet Union. And they had been also not very enamored of him. Now, after this tragedy, they are behaving very, very well indeed. And this is very much in line with the Polish government's line, which is to improve relations with Russia. Now, if this tragedy can give a spur to good relations between Poland and Russia, then that will be a good thing. Prime Minister Putin has made it clear that there are no doubts about who committed this crime in 1940. These past few months, we've had some Russian officials, some newspaper articles saying that maybe it wasn't the Soviets who did it. This is a very, very important in mutual part of mutual relations. And I think that it looks at this moment as if relations might well improve.
Well, led by Vladimir Putin being very personally involved, sort of displaying quite simple humanity, taking charge of the investigation, and the President Medvedev making an unprecedented televised address to the Polish people. So in its own way, this is quite unprecedented, isn't it?
This is unprecedented. So you're quite right in saying that... in mentioning that Katyn is a damned place, and now we have two historic tragedies, as it were, happening there. But at the same time, this could be the beginning of something good.
Much of today's outpouring of grief has centred on the president. Has Kaczynski, ironically, united the country in death, something he certainly didn't do in life?
Well, he was very awkward with people, and he never, during his term in office, this 4 years that he was president, he never actually had a majority in the opinion polls, and he was heading for a defeat in the autumn election. The manner of his passing has turned him into a historic figure, which he wouldn't have been if he had lost that election. Mm. Whether it's united the country, that remains to be seen. Certainly, at the moment... everyone is very sad that this has happened to the president, seen as a symbol of Polish statehood. Remember, Poland has only been independent now for 20 years, since 1989. This is the longest time that Poland has been independent, for many hundreds of years, but still it's not that long. And this is the first time that something like this has happened in peacetime to a Polish president.
Indeed, I saw that Lech Wałęsa said it was second to the tragedy of Katyn, which I thought was a pretty big claim given Poland's history, but it did indicate just the incredible degree of shock in Poland.
Yeah, I think it's not only the death of the president, but his wife, who was very popular. She was really a very nice lady. And also all these other people who have died. It's a great swathe of people. Of all, from the army, from parliament, from the administration, and I think that's really the shock. Aircraft accidents always are shocks, but when you have so many known people, well-known people, and people that one knows, then the shock is that much greater.
Isn't it so, though, that some of these planes were sometimes called flying coffins, that they have had a lot of difficulties, and it's almost an open secret that they're a risk?
That's true, but this plane had been refurbished recently and it had good certificates to fly. The whole issue of the planes the Polish government uses has been up for about 10 years. There has been a certain amount of pressure for them to be replaced. But on the other hand, the politicians were afraid that they would be criticized by the opposition for spending money on their frills. So the decision was always put off. But this was something that was waiting to happen. The point is here, I think, that it wasn't the plane that was at fault.
Mm. Well, thank you very much indeed, Chris, for giving us that overview.
Thank you.
Very sad times indeed in Poland. That was foreign policy analyst Chris Bobinski, the head of Unia and Polska, speaking with us there from Warsaw.